This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
This episode is sponsored by 2GG Apparel, a men's and women's clothing brand for socially conscious golfers. 2GG gives 100% of their net profits to charitable organizations which help inspire youth, grow the game of golf, and give people a second chance. BirdieCast listeners get 25% off apparel purchases at www.2ggapparel.com. Just use the discount code BirdieCast25 at checkout. 2GG, it takes two to make a difference.
I'm Maya.
And this is Leslie.
And welcome back to BirdieCast. This week we're talking to Patrick Johnson, who is the national women's Swedish golf coach, national team coach. And so we're going to be talking about the Swedish Federation and how that all kind of works and how that fits into life on tour. So I guess to start off, I mean, there's several players on tour that are a part of the national team, and how does a player even get on the national team? How does that all work?
Yeah, we have a really good junior program in Sweden, so we take care of everyone actually and look for new talents.
Okay.
From 12 years old and up, and then we have four different levels in Sweden, so we see them all, so we don't miss any player, and we have a good program. And with the Federation's support, we can do a lot of things. That's quite cool, actually.
Yeah.
So I worked since 2007, and from beginning with the girls' team, and I come into the Federation because I started working with Anna Nordqvist when she was 13. So I've been working with her whole amateur career, and start of her Federation time as an amateur, I was with the team for a couple of years with Anna, and after that they asked me if I want to do this, and I said of course.
With the ladies.
Professional, yeah.
Yeah, 2010 I started working with the professionals.
Okay.
When we became an Olympic sport, they asked me if, as a girls coach, will you take over for the Olympics 2016.
Oh.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So now since 2011 I worked with on the LPGA and on the Sumatra Tour, only in the US actually.
Oh really?
With the Swedish player here.
Not on the European Tour.
No. No.
Okay. And so just on the women's side?
Yes.
No men's?
No, yes, yeah. on the women's side, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's another coach then that does the European Tour side of things?
No, not actually. I look after them, but
are there just more players here?
Yeah, we have support for the Olympics, and we try to get good players towards the Olympics.
Right.
And if you play the latest European Tour, there's no way to come up to the top level.
They don't have enough tournaments?
No. So we have to change our strategy and go over here to US and work. And when you finish college, we support them to still be in the US to practice, and we have a facility in Scottsdale.
Right.
Since what was I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Since last year, so we started an elite camp there.
Right.
Yeah.
So players can just go to Arizona, correct?
Yeah.
They can stay there. They have a place to practice.
We have an apartment and a golf course that can practice and play how much we want.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that is super helpful.
Yeah.
Like for me, knowing as an international from Europe, being in the US, that's like a huge bonus. Because, I mean, I had to figure all that out. But if your home federation has something like that, that is fantastic.
Yeah. It's really good. And it makes a lot of effort into this. So we have a lot of players here on the Sumatra Tour. And
was it difficult to arrange that?
Yeah, actually, it took me about 1.5 years to get everything going. So,
really?
Yeah.
Huh. So, who brought it up?
Actually, it was Louise Riddenström's parents who talked to me about maybe you should do something in the USA and try to keep them there. And I thought, wow, that's a good idea. So I started working on it.
Yeah. Very cool. So you mentioned then for junior players, you kind of, you have contact with every junior player, so nobody really slips through the cracks. Do you feel like that's kind of the key to the Swedish Federation's success and why you've had so many great players? You just...
Yeah, it's different aspects of that. Of course, we're a small country, so we can actually, with the junior program, we can see everyone.
Yeah.
Who's competing and see how they work, and we like hard work. Before actual results, we see good good habits, and that's what we we pick from. Of course, they have to make birdies, but
eventually,
but the hard work. Yeah, the hard work is very important, because you can see a lot of good talents, 30-40 years old girls.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to put some time in it, it's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. You have to have both.
That makes
sense. How do you see that? Like, how do you differentiate that? Because I'm assuming that you just go scout them on the golf course.
Yeah. We have a lot of coaches back in Sweden.
Okay.
We work with a future group and the girls team, and also the women's amateur right now. So we have 4 or 5 coaches. So going around in Sweden and Europe, on amateur level.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the only coach for the professionals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Is it hard for you to juggle the Symetra Tour and the LPGA Tour?
Yeah, but it's quite good. I try to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes I go into tournament on Thursday, Friday, and watch them play, and then I go to the LPGA and work on the practice days.
Yeah.
So I've been out for 10 days.
Right.
Right now. Every month.
Yeah.
7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of travel.
A lot of miles.
Oh my gosh. Do you like the travel?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 2010 also. It's not that fun to travel, but yeah, it's okay. It's a part of the work. So
yeah, no,
you have
for sure.
Did you used to play?
Yeah, I played as a professional in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. For on Challenge Tour,
the mini tour of the European tour.
Yeah, for 3 years.
That's great.
So then you build up the junior program and you find these good players. Do you encourage them to play college golf, or do you want them? I mean, what's kind of the goal for your players and the steps that you want them to take in their career?
Yeah, when we work in Sweden with the players, we. As a federation, the coaches work together with their own home coaches and try to build a team as early as possible. And after that, the most natural thing to reach the highest level in golf on the women's side is to go beyond college.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're from Sweden, it's winter for 4 or 5 months.
I was going to ask about that.
So you have to be on grass for 12 months.
Yeah.
When you come to that level, so yeah, that's a natural thing to come over to college, and we have got some lucky with Annika Sörenstam's success.
Yeah,
and it's quite easy for the Swedish player to get scholarship in US because they want to look for the next Annika.
That makes sense. Right. So how do you guys deal with the winter months? I mean, do you have an indoor facility that you guys?
No, actually, we have some indoor facilities in Sweden, but we go to Spain or to Dubai. Or now we go to Scottsdale, of course.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Camp,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for camps. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have camps in November and one in January. So in November, we just take everything what has been in the season and then start for the off-season work. And then in January, we test them again.
Yeah,
and see if they have the right direction for the season. So
with the decision to go to college, do you guys help the players finding a college or?
Yeah, I try to. The last couple of years, I've been have to do it because they have to commit to the college too early. I think.
Yeah, it starts earlier and earlier.
Yeah,
right.
And the best college know that they're gonna have the good players, so they wait, and the college team wants to have good players. They are very early, and I saw for 3 or 4 years ago all the girls' national team in Sweden commit to some different college, and I have What are you doing? Why are you waiting? I have to oh. have to commit now.
Because the coaches are telling them.
So I had to work a little bit harder with that. So so now the last two girls team now have I been in charge for to get them to the right places.
Kind of be the middleman.
Yeah, I've been flying around in the US. I have visited quite much.
You visit colleges?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
that's crazy.
That's quite impressive, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess when you're part of the national team, what does that get you? Does that get you any added, like, obviously you as a coach and then this place in Arizona, is there any other added bonuses with being on the national team and how that decision process happens?
Yeah. I started working with the professionals in 2010, as I said, when it was the Olympics. And if when I get asked to take over that thing, I said I can't do it alone. So I thought, okay, I have to build a team around me, and that's two guys here, a physio and a mental coach, and they are the best from Sweden. I've done some research. So
what are their names?
KJ Nissen is the physio, and Marcus Börjesson is the mental coach.
Okay.
So we work together most of the time. I think when we're gonna make changes and we're gonna take control of all that happened to you guys out there, you have to take it from different aspects.
Yeah.
Every change needs to do by sometimes with technical and physio thing, technical and mental thing, or sometimes mental physio thing. So, so we work as a team and talk to each other really much and try to get the together with what we are going to coach the players with, so that's how we work. If you see us on the range, all three together, it looks
very intimidating.
Yeah. We do some work together. So I think it's we are not. I think we are the only nation so far working like we do on the professional side.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we really wanted to talk with you, because I personally feel like the Swedish Federation is really the example to look at for other federations.
Yeah.
Like maybe the only teams that I know of is Spain, Germany.
Germany works a little bit on the professional side as well.
Yeah, what do you think of other federations? Like,
And other coaches, I think they are less time on the tournaments. They are in the practice facility for Monday to Wednesday, then they leave, and they miss the whole part of it. Because when you practice on the driving range, you can hit so many good shots, but when you're out in the course, that's what's happened. So
would you rather be with, the players during practice days or during the tournament?
I like to do it both, because on practice you can actually work a little bit harder with some corrections. Off weeks is better when you can work really hard with everything.
You make mistakes and correct
it. You can test some new things, but on the tournament you have to be very correct with their own plan. Throw a thing, new thing on.
Don't do anything too crazy. Yeah.
No. So, but it's important to see them play, especially tomorrow when we have a final day here. So, it's Swedes up in the top. What's happening to them? If you don't see it, you cannot talk about it. So, so you have to see every day. I think it's special.
Yeah,
in many aspects.
So you think that's what the Swedish Federation? That's one of the big things that sets you guys apart. Is literally just watching the players play,
being able to come out to tournaments
and try to understand what they're gonna do for reach the next level.
And
it's one good thing with our work. We work on the highest level, and when we come to Sumatra, so we can compare them. Okay, that's happening on the LPGA. You have to be better on this and that, and try to get them in direction to gonna work harder with this part of the game. So, we just talk about it. Actually, it's no secrets. Actually, we work hard, and then when we have camps, it's quite fun to see them the Ström, and I talked to, sitting and talked to Pernilla and Anna, and try to prepare for the next level, what's happening at PGA, and some of the players had played the majors, like US Open, and Emma played US Open last year, and they are so kind. Pernilla especially, she's so kind. She takes care of them and try to find a caddy for them and try to like.
Oh really? Yeah,
try to do it.
Oh, oh yeah. Cool. Wow.
And they can call them and talk to them when they need to.
Oh, that's great.
That's really good. So I think that's a part
of
the
mentorship is huge.
And when Pernilla won the ANA in April, we had 11 weeks in a row with Swedish victories all over the country,
over
the world. Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's kind of like a team. One win, we're so glad that happens. And then Jenny won here, and the last week after Louise Riddlestrom won, because, if she can win, I can win.
Yeah.
Like, that's
great. I think that's huge, though, because on the tour, sometimes it can get lonely, but when you know that you have a family like that and people that are always pulling for you and people that you're supporting.
And that's my
huge
goal out as well, because if we're not out, it's been so individual.
Yeah.
And we try to keep them together
and
talk a little bit of Swedish things.
Yeah.
That's keep everything together, and okay, we are together. And then we're out for 1 month and then they're separate again.
Yeah.
You know, girls, they talk a lot of things.
Drama. Yeah. I understand.
Drama.
Yep.
It's like a circus out there.
I know.
And same on the LPGA. So
they
travel
sure
all together, and they kick their caddies, and they have
kick
new
their
caddies. new caddies, and they.
Yeah.
It's
the struggles of being on tour.
But you have some. Sometimes you get something together, and I think me, Koga, and Marcus is very good at keep it going in the right direction. I think. When we're out every month, I am on Symetra 1 and 2, 6 times a year on the Q school and different tournaments.
Right.
And that's enough to get things going, not leave them for too long.
Right.
I think it's very long for you to be out there.
The season?
Also, yeah, to compete and go to the next place, and you are not the best places to go.
No, some of them are great.
Yeah.
It's an interesting lifestyle for sure.
But at the same time, you have to be, as I said to them this Tuesday when I met them, you have to be here if you want to reach the highest level.
Yeah.
You have to make the hard work to go in, because if you manage to get the car now and you're not prepared for the LPGA, you're not gonna cost you about $100,000 next year. You're not prepared, you're gonna miss the cut and not have fun. So you have to make hard work now, and then it's pay off later.
Yeah.
And have that like a universities.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money to get better, and then when you have graduated, you go on the LPGA.
Right.
Or you quit. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
It's hard. But it's the same.
That's
as
a good point, though.
Go on the university, you make the exam and get the job, and here is you're on the Symetra and work hard and get the job. Actually, so
that's a good point, because I had that outlook when my first or second year after my second year on Symetra, and was playing really well in Q school, and then missed and was now playing on Symetra again.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you'll get there when you're ready to get there, and if you get there too soon, then you're not gonna stay there.
Nah.
You can't
can't jump over some level. We have some couple of Swedish players, Martina Hjelberg, you know Martina, she got the top 40 last year on the Q school.
So she got her full card LPGA.
She got the conditional card.
Oh yeah, it was 20,
yeah.
25.
She got into 10 events.
Okay.
And make one or two cuts. It's hard.
That knocks you down.
It knocks you down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pay for the hotel. You pay for the caddy. You have to have a caddy. So it's about $2,000 before you start a tournament.
Right.
It costs.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's the stress of when you have conditional on LPGA and you have to like juggle your LPGA schedule and your Symmetra Tour schedule, and I mean, that's really stressful in itself.
So. I think it's good if they make this tour even better. I think it's improved year from year now.
Yeah.
But I think when you do it better, it's more cards to LPGA. It's gonna be really really good.
One of the big obstacles for a lot of other federations would be, I mean, funding. Does it come a lot from the players, the funding for the federation, or does it come from the state?
All members in Sweden pays to be a member in a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
Pays the federation a little bit
amount. Okay.
And then we have the Swedish Olympic Committee since 2010, so that support us. So actually, the Olympic Committee in Sweden pays for it.
So that's more state, the Olympic part, but then also every golfer in Sweden.
Yeah.
A fraction of their membership goes to the federation as well to use for player development.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
So, yeah. So the players here don't pay so much for us.
No, right.
No. They that's only get
nice.
Support.
Yeah. But that's a great bonus. I feel like as a player, to have that support system that you don't have to worry about the financial side of it is huge.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I don't know. I mean, in the U.S., there's nothing like that.
I think it's one main thing about it, because I worked with some player more than my federation time. But when I can go out and I got my pay from the federation, and I can actually be really honest to the players.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay me, so I can I can say honestly what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good. Hmm. It'd be a good relationship because they know I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I don't
so it's
say
a different dynamic.
I don't say anything because I gotta get paid.
Right.
So I get paid anyway.
Right.
So that's
nice.
Good.
This is what you need to do to get better.
Yeah.
I don't care if you like it or not.
That's
interesting.
That's really honest feedback from us. So that's cool, actually.
That's very different.
Yeah. I think
very
that's
different.
A really good part of it.
Yeah.
They know they can trust what we're saying.
Because you want to help.
Yeah. That's my job.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Looking at like LPGA versus Symmetra Tour then, do Symmetra, at these camps, do the LPGA and Symmetra players come to the same camp? And is there any sort of the like mentorship going on between?
Yeah. We invite all from all levels, actually, from the professionals, the LPGA, Symmetra Tour, the amateur in Sweden, and the girls team.
Mm-hmm.
So a really big camp.
Yeah,
but
that's so.
Yeah,
fun.
I think it's an important thing about that way as well, because when as a girl, as an amateur, the Anna Nordqvist and Pernilla Lindgren, they play in the USA. They've never been in Sweden now. Nowadays, they're only back for 1 week on holiday.
Right.
So to mix this together, they see that, okay, they're only girls, women's, and they're human beings.
Yeah.
With feelings and everything.
I know.
So it's not a cartoon.
No, they're not superhuman. But I think that's a big realization sure is seeing that, I mean, they're really good golfers, but they're not superhuman. I mean,
no.
And
they get feelings. They get
work,
nervous
yeah.
as well. So.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
So we have big camps in November and January. So so be about
get out of the cold.
22 players and coaches and
oh my gosh.
Everything.
That's great. What's like the selection process? I mean, obviously, once you're on tour, do you become a part of this national team or how?
Not naturally. You have to have a plan, and you have to.
Is there like an application? Or
yeah,
do you guys
we do some stats, and they have to be in that part and give us how much they work with the different spots so we can compare the stats what come out on.
Yeah, I was talking to. I was a Swedish player, and she was showing me this kind of like a spreadsheet with the hours
plan,
that you gotta log.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't it kind of like they're supervising you? And they're like, no, they're just trying to help me, because if I'm not playing so well, yeah. And, you know, if my putting is not that great, then they can say, well, you haven't spent as much time on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's very interesting.
Compare the stats a bit about what return on investment, actually. Also, mm-hmm. that you put in, what come out
yeah.
in results. And then right. see if you can change the plan for the next half year mm-hmm. or something like that. So we try to be with the players every time and then look for the so they can work in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
It's a very like in depth. I mean, you guys look at everything. Obviously, you have a mental coach and a physio and
yeah.
I don't know,
do some
like
tests
a nutritionist
and follow
like,
it up and
yeah.
Yeah.
How is the communication between you guys, the national team, and the players, individual coaches?
Yeah, it's good. It's different from player to player, but most of the time we work quite good together. I think when we not agree with each other,
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing, because then we can put something very good out of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because every coach see the same thing, but we have different preferences. And as a player, you like to hear from one coach, and the other coach says quite the same, but in a different way. Yeah, well, he's not good. But
yeah.
So you have to sort it out. And when I have worked like this as a national coach for over 10 years now, with the girls and now with the professionals, and I try to be honest to the coach as well and say, okay, I see that this happened on the course, and I see that happen on the driving range. It's different, and you see them most of the time on the practice area. You have to look on this part of it,
mm-hmm.
when she's in the with adrenaline pumping and everything's
yeah.
going
yeah,
on. So
right.
It's different. So
it's very different.
So we try to work quite close, and I after a week out on tour, I often call their own coaches and talk about the week, what I've seen and what's happening. So.
Yeah. Do you write a report, or do you just pick up the phone and
yeah,
call them?
Phone and emails.
Yeah.
And Messenger and some
okay.
videos and some
yeah.
So
right.
not as
yeah.
formal, just
no
yeah.
just
yeah, okay.
yeah just mm. to have good contact with them.
Yeah,
yeah. It's so good. It's so good now when we have the iPhone.
Yeah,
yeah, it's handy
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah.
When I coached Anna in college, she had the VHS.
Oh my gosh, no.
Sent it by post.
Yes. Oh, that's so.
Okay, I'll give you feedback about the weeks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's only 10 years ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. 10,
yeah.
11 years ago.
Yeah. Is the communication the same with college coaches, or is that a little different?
Try to. Most of the time it works. Sometimes it's harder because it's different out there in college. You've been in some environment for 4 years, and some coaches in the U.S. try to own the player, don't touch them, and some of them is really good. We have a couple of college that uses our test programs, the whole Swedish test programs. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's quite good.
That is cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really helpful for
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah.
Did it pay you a royalty? Or?
No. There's no secrets. It's
yeah,
only
that's true.
Take it.
I have a question. You mentioned kind of the impact that Annika had. In players coming and playing in college, do you think is there a visible different impact that she's made on golf in Sweden? I mean, moving forward, like when she came into the game, was there just a boom in women's golf, and do you still see that today?
Yeah, absolutely. She's been a big part of that, what's happening now, absolutely, because she was outstanding as a player. And she gives back a lot to the federation and
yeah.
the Annika invitation we have every year. Really good junior
yeah,
invitation.
Played
yeah, you played
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that
was really fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. So we have good. She make good things for Sweden. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think it's not lasting forever. You have to keep going. And now the new girls team in Sweden. Maybe if she hadn't had the Annika invitation, they didn't know what Annika was. So you have to
yeah.
do some new role models like Pernilla, like Anna.
Do you think they're the ones Stinson's. filling that role?
Yeah, I don't know actually. They look up to her absolutely, and but
so
not like Annika. Annika's really special.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so you don't deal with any of the men's side, right? So that's like a totally
different
coach.
We have another coach for that. Okay. Yeah.
Do the men and women ever do same camp or anything?
We did it a couple of times. It's really fun, actually.
Yeah.
We can learn a lot from the men's side and opposite.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure, I can imagine. Yeah. Because there's definitely a lot of also really good men professional golfers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sure,
that would be fun. Yeah, but it's not so easy to get the schedule together. They play so much tournaments and try to reach that group. It's hard to get to the women's side at the same time. So
it's hard. I can only imagine. Yeah.
But we have had Robert Karlsson and Henrik Stenson's been in the team and talked to us and a couple of other players, Jonas Blixt and David Lingmert, Peter Hansson. So they have been on the women's side and try to make an impact on them.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is a big difference, do you think, maybe like talking to the coach on the men's side, is there a big difference between coaching men and women?
Actually not.
Okay.
Not so much. It's a little bit different because it's two different female and males. It's different. So,
Like, do you mean body? Like as in like swing and
thinking
stuff?
And everything. I really enjoying working with ladies because they when they commit to a plan they do it every time. Maybe it's about because there's no much tailor-made trucks and ping trucks out on tour on the women's side, but on the men's side they change clubs instead of working hard with the
really
it's a big difference there.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
So I like to work with, I worked with a couple of men's player and they're switching clubs too often, I think, because they can.
It's all about the bling.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
So it's good.
Must
it's not,
be
not
nice.
So, not so many tracks out there. Only
not
on
hitting the
only
driver
majors.
All the day, just get a new one. I wish.
Yeah.
One day. Yeah.
But I should go back to the how we pick players into the, because I wasn't ready there, but only the yearly plan and the stats is one thing, but the other thing is you have to play good actually. You want to reach the highest level and you want to reach the Olympics. That's why we don't work so much with the LETE, because it's too far away from what our goal is.
But you don't see that the LETE goes to that?
No, if there was some spots from the LETE to the LPGA or some connection, but it isn't.
Yeah, so, we're very limited.
Yeah,
at least.
So if you stay in Europe, you can stay in Europe because you want to be home, but then you don't have your goals to get to the Olympics and the top professional world.
So a player would decide to stay home, play in Europe, would they wouldn't be qualified to play this Olympic team?
Yeah, if they
team.
Play really good, as Jenny Haglund did this year, so she can come into the majors and from the world ranking.
Okay.
Yeah, and then...
But then you're more looking at the world ranking rather than
she's here, so...
LET.
Yeah, yeah.
But now she's here, right?
Yeah,
right.
She's here, so try to get the card from here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have that goal, and we see... College and Sumatra and LPGA, that's the way we want them to go. But you can absolutely go to Europe and play a couple of years in LET and then go over to... It's going to be harder and harder.
It's way harder, yeah.
Yeah, and the Q school is going to be harder.
Yeah.
You have to play here, so...
Yeah, because I think this year there must at least be like 20 Ladies European Tour members that I play out here on Symmetra Tour right now, exactly for that reason.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it's going to be a better tour in Europe, because we need it.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite tough, this tour, in a couple of years.
Yeah, Symmetra Tour.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to have some more tour below the LPGA.
Yeah, to build up
for... I hope Elite is going to change the plan to be a tour under LPGA. Because I think it's only it's only space for one big tour on the women's side.
For now. Do you guys have a ladies European tour event in Sweden?
We had 3 years ago.
Okay.
But we put our money on the way to the highest level.
Ah. And relocate.
As long as LET not cooperating with the LPGA, it's not worth the money to.
Interesting. Yeah.
We want to do a couple of Symmetra Tour events.
You want to bring Symmetra Tour to Sweden?
Yeah. Make a Scandinavian swing.
That's interesting. Awesome.
Yeah. I will try to get one in Belgium then. Yeah. If you figure that out, I will figure the other one out.
As long as they get an interaction to the LPGA, we can support it. But as long as they...
That's very interesting. Yeah. Because in Belgium, how it works too, we also have an Olympic fund, but it's very weird and there are a lot of rules that don't make any sense because the people behind it are not in golf.
No.
So they don't value the Symmetra Tour at all.
No.
They rather have you play on the LET or on the LPGA, obviously. Yeah. But so it's very interesting hearing you talk about it and how you guys see it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you get 10 spots from here.
Yeah.
You don't have any 10 spots from other places. So.
Yeah.
So you have to be high on the world ranking. You can get some spots into the majors, but that's it.
So I actually don't know, on European Tour there are zero spots to get into the LPGA.
Yeah. There's no connection.
You can only get into, like, be exempted from Q school.
Yeah.
Some stages.
Yeah, some stages, yeah.
Because of your world ranking, not because you played on the European Tour.
Yeah, you
is the
can
British
one
co-sanctioned?
Something on the Q school's qualifying. Jump to stage 2.
Okay, but you still gotta play.
Yeah.
And paid entry fee.
Yeah. Everyone has.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I gotta ask. So, Maya is half Swedish, right?
Yeah.
We know this.
Yes.
In theory, how would she be able to get into the Swedish team? Or is that just not? Like, I'm just intrigued to see.
Leslie wants to know.
You can change nationality in the beginning of the year, before your first tournament, if you have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, so if are you Swedish as well, or
dual citizen.
But you have your 2 passports, or
I do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so you can actually change. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But she would have to decide to if she would play in the Olympics. Yeah. She would want to play for Sweden.
You had to decide before the 1st of January, the first. Until your first tournament.
Yeah.
If you want to represent United States or Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then we can pick you in a team. You're on the Symmetra.
Sounds good. Oh, I'll be on the LPGA.
Yeah. That's even better.
Yeah.
Be in the Olympic program.
I look forward to potentially working together someday.
Yeah, perfect.
No, that's an interesting question, though. It's definitely... because my mom's Swedish and having that dual citizenship and kind of who I represent. And at the moment, it's the United States, but I mean, I could switch teams. I don't know. Not particularly.
Maybe after this. Be interesting.
We'll talk.
Well, thanks for coming up on the show.
Thank you so much for coming on. That was great.
Do you have anything else you would like to share with BirdieCast listeners?
I can talk forever. So. You have time limits.
No. This was great. Very insightful. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay. We really do appreciate it.
This week we recorded at the clubhouse of Willerun Golf Club in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. If you're listening to BirdieCast on iTunes, please rate and review us. Currently, I think we're up to 50 reviews, so thank you so much because it helps other people find the show. What do you think? Should Maya try out for the Swedish team? Drop us a note at birdiecast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. Next week, we are talking about tour comparisons. Coming at you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to BirdieCast.
Perfect.